1142, please.
Proclaim November 11, 2018 to be Veterans Day.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. I have some opening remarks, but what I'd like to do is invite our honored guests to come forward at this point, Christopher Soon, Eddie Van Buren, and Nicholas Carroll. And they are members of the city's Veteran Empowerment Team. And I think they're also joined by Eric Bess. Is that correct?
Good.
Eric is the son of Rick Bess, the dedicated public servant who was taken from us last year when he was confronting hatred. Welcome. We're honored to have you with us. A few opening remarks, Mayor. I'm obviously very proud that this council honors veterans every year with a proclamation. I'd like to also tie this proclamation back to the one council just issued. Native veterans are highly regarded within tribal communities for their dedication and commitment to serving in the armed forces. Native Americans have been members of the United States military throughout our history and currently serve at a higher rate than any other group in our community. So we honor and thank them. This is the first year during my service on the council that I will not be attending the Hollywood Veterans Day Parade. Unfortunately, my chemotherapy schedule prevents me from participating, but I will be there in spirit with all of my friends. And this year marks a particularly important Veterans Day. It's the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. Think of that. Now, my grandfather lived to 102, and he was not shy about sharing stories with his grandchildren, and he was particularly proud of the fact that he served in World War I in the trenches of France during some of the bloodiest conflicts in our nation's history. He was a captain in the 369th U.S. Infantry Regiment, known as the Harlem Hellfighters, an all-black regiment. Sergeant Henry Johnson was the most celebrated member of that regiment. Many of you will remember that when President Obama was served, he acknowledged Sergeant Johnson posthumously with the Medal of Honor, which is the highest award that we give for heroism to a member of the military. My dad also served in the military. He was in the Navy, so I grew up hearing about all the decks he swabbed. Interestingly, through their service, they both became deeply committed to peace. It was their history of being in the military and seeing so many sacrifices that they spent their remaining years looking for ways to avoid conflict through diplomacy and other peacemaking. They knew the sacrifices that brave women and men make each day for our country. And it is, in fact, the warriors who are often our greatest peacemakers. Finally, I want to say a word about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, because there's another interesting historical tie here. In 1921, my grandfather, again, deeply moved by his experience of seeing the carnage of war up front in the trenches of France, introduced a congressional resolution to establish what we now call as the Tomb of the Unknown, where we honored, at that point, an unidentified soldier who perished on the battlefield in France. And it is, in some ways, the most hallowed ground in Arlington National Cemetery, and there is a museum that's attached to it. And I encourage people who go to Washington to take a moment to go to Arlington National Cemetery and pay their respects, to visit the Tomb of the Unknown, among other things. Well, it turns out that the 100th anniversary of the memorial will be celebrated in 2021. And that's not that long from now. And I'd like to just announce that the council and the city will be partnering with the Society of the Honor Guard, which are those veterans that have the high honor of safeguarding the tomb and who march in front of it on a daily basis, rain or snow or sleet. And we'll be partnering with them for an appropriate celebration in Oregon, and I look forward to being part of that. It is a great honor to be on a council today to be able to thank and celebrate our veterans and their families for their service and sacrifice this past year and, frankly, for over 200 years. And, Mayor, we're joined by three members of the city's Veteran Empowerment Team. Again, they are Christopher Soon, Eddie Van Buren, Nicholas Carroll. And then after the mayor reads the proclamation, we will ask Eric Best to accept the proclamation on behalf of the team and his family. So who's going to go first? Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Christopher Sun, and I'm a Capital Project Manager at the Portland Bureau of Transportation. And I'm a co-chair for the City of Portland's Veterans Empowerment Team, or VET. Prior to my current positions at the city, I served for 6 years in the United States Army, including two voluntary back-to-back deployments to Afghanistan as part of a Special Operations Task Force. Today, I am joined by four of my colleagues from VET to testify in support of the 2018 Veterans Day Proclamation at City Hall. I'll begin. First, thank you all for the opportunity to share our story before you, the city, and our city. I am honored to sit here today to represent our affinity group, a diverse and multicultural membership of city employees with very unique personal backgrounds, united together by our shared identities as veterans, current and former military service members, military family members, and our allies. We are organized under the Diverse and Empowered Employees of Portland and hashtag WeArePortland. 2018 was a particularly busy year for VET as we sought to raise the profile of our members working here at the city. At the start of this year, Eddie and I were new to our positions as co-chairs in an organization on the decline. A quick survey of the handful of regular members revealed that the interest from the membership was down, interest in membership was down, and an interest in our membership was ambivalent. It was the best way to start the new year because veterans love challenges. Now it is November, and in just a few weeks, we will have a meeting to discuss the year in review. At that meeting, I will be talking about the incredible work that we have all accomplished together this year. In summary, we partnered with the Bureau of Development Services in April to volunteer on Rebuilding Day to repair and clean the home of a disabled senior in our community who has been a resident of Portland for 30 years since leaving his life at sea as a U.S. Merchant Marine. We hosted the Meet Your Army event in May, which we worked with the program administrators to expand the original agenda to focus on how we as a city can leverage the skills and experience of all service members, current and former, and their families in public service. We worked with the Bureau of Human Resources and other partners to improve our veterans' outreach, recruitment, and retention, as well as to support the current executive recruitment efforts. And we collaborated with you, our leadership, to deliver an amazing Veterans Month program in honor of the 100th anniversary of the signing of the armistice ending World War I, including a lunch and learn panel, Veterans Day parade, this proclamation and reception, and of course the beautiful display in the atrium, showcasing the historical legacy of military service members at the city and the diversity of our current membership. We would also like to give special thanks to Jamie Dunphy from Commissioner Fish's office and the production crew at Open Signal. I can go on, but I promised a short testimony, so I'll wrap it up. In closing, I'd like to clarify that VET stands for all veterans, current and former service members, military family members, our allies, and as an ally. Supporting VET and what we represent is not a political statement. It simply acknowledges the sacrifices and service of our sisters and brothers in arms and our families, and affirms a commitment to helping others understand that veterans are people, veterans are diverse, and veterans are resources. We look forward to working together soon. Thank you.
And Mr. Sun, I owe you an apology. We often overthink things around here. So my notes spelled your name phonetically as Soon, and of course your last name is Sun. And if you, again, we overthink these things. And
no problem.
I apologize for getting it wrong.
Thank you.
Mr. Van Buren?
Nicholas. Okay.
Or Mr. Carroll?
Well, I was a little disappointed. I was planning for the 3-minute timer to tick down on me, but it's actually just staying static. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioner Udaly, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Fish. My name is Edward Van Buren. I am currently the co-chair of the Veterans Empowerment Team for the city. In another chapter of my life, I served a decade as an Airborne Ranger, qualified infantry officer in the United States Army. I currently serve as the safety and training manager of the Portland Bureau of Transportation. I'd like to reiterate that I serve in my current role within PBOT, and I take great pride in serving this wonderful community. Like many veterans and city colleagues, I chose public service many years ago, seemingly before I was an adult. Service is the backbone of the veteran community, and especially with our veterans currently employed here with the City of Portland. My personal journey of service has taken me from the sand and windswept cities of northern Iraq to the beautiful landscapes, streets, and parks of Portland. During this time, I have challenged and sometimes questioned if the sacrifice of myself and my fellow veterans was acknowledged or appreciated by those back home. I can tell you today that I am enthusiastic, excited, and appreciative of the support and acknowledgement we are receiving from our peers, colleagues, and friends within the city. Our veteran community is richly diverse, trained, and ready to lead. We look forward to our growing relationships and collaboration with fellow DEEP groups within the city and also with the city bureaus. On behalf of myself, the Veteran Empowerment Team, we thank you for your continued and growing support. We would especially like to thank Jamie Dunphy of Commissioner Fish's office, who has been a consistent ally and supporter of VET. We hope to continue together, becoming a leader in veteran support in this country. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Carroll?
Good morning, Mayor and morning. Commissioners. My name is Nicholas Carroll. I work with the Office of Community and Civic Life in the Noise Department, so I handle most of the noise complaints of the City of Portland. I am also the Yeoman Admin for the VET group, and I've been involved with that since I've worked in the city for 2.5 years. My background is my great-grandfather served in World War I. His two sons, my grandfather and his younger brother, served in World War II. My grandfather was 4th Armored Cavalry Regiment in Germany, and his brother, Jim, was a paratrooper on D-Day, and I had the honor of speaking at his funeral last year, and I was surprised to learn that his voice is recorded in the museum, the Minnesota History Museum, so anytime I want to hear it, I can go there and listen to it. It's part of the Greatest Generation display. My father and two of his brothers served in the Air Force. My father was in the Air Force during the Vietnam War. He was stationed in Thailand, Taiwan, and the Philippines during that conflict, and he met my mother in Thailand. And when he came, the next time his parents saw him, he had a wife and two kids with him that he brought back. And he was an officer when I was growing up, and we had the opportunity to live in Germany during the Cold War. But I still hold it against him to this day that I'm the only member of the family who never got to see the border with East Germany with the guards. Everyone else in my family got to see it, and that's a history that it's in the history books now. I joined the Navy after high school, and it wasn't because I was born in a Navy hospital. That was the joke that he always said, that I was required to join the Navy because I was born in the Navy hospital. I liked the aircraft carrier, and maybe the movie Top Gun had something to do with it. I had an idyllic service in the military, so it's different from the ones that served in war. I got to pick my duty station from a list of 23 stations, and of course I picked Sardinia, the island in the middle of the Mediterranean. That's a great place to have a duty station for 3 years. And I worked in the submarine community. They always tried to get me to volunteer sub-duty, and it's a different community. They're very passionate about their work on submarines, but it wasn't for me. I served on an aircraft carrier for my last year in the Navy, and that is the ship to be on. It's the most exciting ship, I think, in the Navy. So with the VET display, I've done this for 3 years now. The first year, we had 18 participants on the profile. Last year, it increased to 26. And this year, I found out that, from Commissioner Udaly, Pollyanne, that the display panels that look a lot better than what we've had before. So I was grateful to use that. And we have 32 profiles with 14 new participants. And because this is a 100th year anniversary of the end of World War I, I was thinking of a theme that we wanted to use. And one of the things that I've been reading about World War I is that war was both caused by the alliance system and it was won because of the alliance system. And then when I see on the national level the shredding of our alliances with Europe that we've had for 100 years, it's a concern because I think alliances that we make with other people within bureaus, intra-bureaus, within other governments, foreign countries, it's important. We can't get everything done by ourselves. We can't do things alone, so we do need alliances. And so that was the inspiration for the theme. And I appreciate that we also had uniforms that were loaned to us that one of our members was able to get for us, Tony Garcia. And then City Archives also contributed a display. And one of the things I appreciate reading was there was a member of the military who requested from a mayor back in World War I for pen pals. And that letter writing is a lost art. I've done it since I was 8 years old. It served me well in the military. And we don't do it anymore. But it was just great to see that in the archives display, that somebody wanted pen pals and one lady felt called to do it. So that's our display for this year. And I wanted to thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thanks for putting in the effort to do it.
Eric, do you want to say something before?
Commissioners, Mayor, Eric Bess. I'm a CSA at the Portland Borough Development Services. I would just like to take this time to thank you for your recognition of the selfless service of veterans everywhere.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you for joining us.
We appreciate your hard work.
The mayor will now read the proclamation.
Commissioner Fritz would also like to say something. Why don't we go ahead and have you do that first, and then I've got a few remarks as well before I read the proclamation.
Thank you for your service. If you're in the audience and you have served in the military, could you please raise your hand? Thank you so much. My grandfather also served in World War I. He was a stretcher bearer in the trenches in France and Belgium. And he wouldn't talk about the fighting for the rest of his life. He talked about what they did to help each other through the artwork, the writing, the letter writing. I don't think my grandfather ever purchased a piece of paper because he would slit open the envelope that a letter came in, write his letter back on that and put it in an envelope for the rest of his life. And so that's my family's mementos are those letters written on envelopes. There's something that magical about that that doesn't get conveyed in an email no matter how many emojis you put in it. So I wanted to thank you, but I also wanted to thank community members who wrote in about this proclamation to talk about that Armistice Day was about peace. It was about the United States coming in and joining the war and ending what was supposed to be the Great War that was going to end all wars. And I remember my grandfather did say over and over, we were just hanging on until the Americans came in, because we knew that when the Americans came, we would win. And it was the same in World War II. That the rest of the world was hanging in there until America came in. So thank you. And thank you for bringing up that we are greatly at risk for having that all shattered. I was really impressed last night, not only with how many women and people of color that were elected, but how many of those women and people of color are also military vets. We have helicopter pilots and others. And M.J. Hagar, who wrote Shoot Like a Girl, which is actually a compliment, read the book, M.J. Hagar narrowly lost her race in Texas, but she was the one who took it to the Supreme Court to allow women to be in combat roles. And so we are making progress even when we think we aren't. And public service, military service, it's about serving our communities. It's about trying to make things better. And I just so appreciate that. And I also appreciate remembering that the 100th anniversary is actually about peace, which I can't imagine that anybody would be happier about peace than somebody who was actively serving and the veterans who can now stop fighting and serve peacefully and go back to their families safe and sound. So thank you.
Very good. I just have a couple of brief comments. First of all, I just want to say our country is obviously indebted to veterans for their quiet courage. Their selfless sacrifice continues to inspire us today as we work to advance peace. We're continually grateful for the freedoms we enjoy in Portland and all across the United States, thanks in large measure to the very personal sacrifices many veterans have made. On this and every day, veterans deserve not only our thanks, but they deserve something more than platitudes. They deserve our respect, and they deserve our support in a very tangible way. As Commissioner Fritz just said very eloquently, veterans are probably the best advocates for peace in our country. Just this morning, I received, and I think my colleagues probably received, an email from a constituent, a gentleman by the name of Daniel Shea, and he leads an organization called Veterans for Peace. And he wanted us to remember, and he wanted me to remind you, as Commissioner Fritz just did, that the original purpose of Veterans Day was to celebrate peace. And as she correctly pointed out, it was started after Armistice Day, and the whole point was that the First World War would be the last war. It would be the war to end all wars. And of course, that has not come to pass. But it is important that we remember that Veterans Day, at its core, is about peace. And the veterans are the ones who work harder than everybody else to make sure that that is the case. And I want to thank you for that. I'd also like to take a moment to appreciate the 243 military members and veterans who work for the city of Portland. They honor us with their dignity, their courage, and their valor every single day, no matter what they do for the city of Portland. And that includes Contran, who is the newest, or one of the newest employees in my office. I saw Con floating around somewhere earlier. He's hiding from me over there. He doesn't want me to embarrass him, but we're thrilled to have him as part of our team, and we thank you. The City of Portland Veterans Empowerment Team is sponsoring a veterans profile display, as you just heard, in the North Atrium. I would certainly encourage people to take a look at it. And so without further ado, I will read the proclamation.
By the way, Mayor, I just want to acknowledge, looks like we have some demonstration going on in City Hall. I'm quite confident it has nothing to do with this proceeding. We don't control the timing and when people choose to demonstrate, and sometimes the noise filters into our chambers. But I'm quite certain it has nothing to do with our ceremony today honoring each of you and, as the mayor said, the 243 employees of the city who have served our country.
Thank you. Whereas November 11th, 2018 marks the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day, the day on which fighting ended during World War I. And whereas, since the inception of our country, the courageous men and women of our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard have exemplified and continue to exemplify selflessness and steadfast commitment while risking their lives to protect our freedoms. And whereas, by tirelessly defending our homeland, veterans have earned and deserve the highest degree of respect and support. And whereas, veterans and military members who endured and overcame personal suffering and injury honor us with their inspiring dignity, perseverance, and valor. And whereas, we admire and stand beside the families and loved ones of those who have served or continue to serve, and the determined resolution with which they bear their hardship. And whereas, we are forever grateful for the freedom that we are able to enjoy in Portland and across the United States thanks to the service and sacrifice of our military. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 11th, 2018, to be Veterans Day in Portland, and encourage all residents to honor those who have served and those who currently serve to preserve our values of justice, freedom, democracy, and peace. Thank you.
So, Mayor, if we could take a picture and officially, if you could hand the proclamation to Eric Best on behalf of the Veterans Empowerment Team. And also, I just want to, again, do a shout-out to Jamie Dumphy, who's standing on the back. Jamie is also looking for work in TV and film, so he's got a beard and a pair of Portland glasses. But he has been working tirelessly on this. Jamie, thank you very much. And let's grab a picture.
Sure.
Come back here, John.
Carl, I'm going to take care of the second readings first, just so we don't lose Commissioner Fish in
the
process.
Seconds first.
So could we...
He's going to be leaving.
Yeah, let's take care of... why don't we do this? Let's do the second readings, then let's do the emergency one, if we can. There's Commissioner Saltzman. Can we get... folks to come in early for this one.
Well, we can just go through the agenda now. We've got five.
Oh, that's a good point. Thank you. That's a good point. We don't need to do that. Let's go ahead and take care of the second readings for Commissioner Fish anyway. 1152, please.
1152, grant residential solid waste recycling and composting collection franchises in the city.
Colleagues, this is a second reading of an ordinance. It's already had a presentation and public testimony. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item, 1153.